From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO says a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan has killed a NATO soldier. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul.
NATO would not give any details about the nationality of the soldier or where exactly he died. A short statement says only he was killed by a bomb blast. At least 44 NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan so far this month. Many of those were in the southern part of the country, where the U.S. has boosted the number of its troops to help break the momentum of the Taliban. A large military operation is underway near the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. There was a series of explosions within the southern city Saturday, which killed at least two civilians and wounded several others. No one has claimed responsibility. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Campaigning for next month's midterm elections is heating up. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama will campaign for Democrats in Ohio together today. Yesterday in Boston, Mr. Obama returned to a familiar theme from when he was running for president in 2008.
You know, the conventional wisdom says, no, you can't overcome cynicism in our politics. It says, no, you can't overcome the special interests. It says, no, you can't tackle the biggest challenges. But in 2 weeks, you can say, yes, we can.
The president said he believes Democrats can retain control of Congress, even though Republicans are threatening to make gains. In California, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin urged Republicans to exhaust themselves to elect GOP candidates.
Are you ready to fight for your freedoms? Are you ready to take it back from an out of control, really out of sync with the American way of thinking Congress? Are you ready to take it back from them, put it on the side?
Palin was speaking at a Republican National Committee rally yesterday in Anaheim, California. With the economy still struggling and the November elections right around the corner, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that yet another economic advisor to President Obama is stepping down.
Barbara Billingsley became the model for the perfect 1950s stay-at-home mom for her role as June Cleaver. She was always perfectly coiffed and seldom shed her high heels.
Clearly, that is the wrong story. We'll try to have that for you in the story in just a moment. Meanwhile, rescuers in central China are working to learn the fate of 11 coal miners trapped by a deadly explosion. Rescuers fear the men may have suffocated or been buried. The death toll in yesterday's blast has climbed to 26. In Ecuador, search teams are still looking for two miners missing since a tunnel collapsed nearly 500 feet underground on Friday. A mining official says searchers still hope they can rescue the men. The bodies of two other miners were found yesterday. You're listening to NPR News. Actress Barbara Billingsley has died. Billingsley had a number of movie roles in the 1940s and 50s, but NPR's Larry Abramson reports that it wasn't until Leave It to Beaver that she became a star.
Barbara Billingsley became the model for the perfect 1950s stay-at-home mom for her role as June Cleaver. She was always perfectly coiffed and seldom shed her high heels, even when she was vacuuming the house. Billingsley never lost her temper as she reluctantly watched her sons get into trouble and grow into young men.
You know, Ward, I hope Wally doesn't start getting serious about girls.
Well, dear, I think any boy who still has to be told to change his socks is safe for the time being.
Hey, Wally.
Barbara Billingsley also made a brief appearance in the comedy Airplane, where she helped a flight attendant speak jive to a couple of African-American passengers.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on a rebound on the med side.
Barbara Billingsley was 94 years old. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Pro football fans who are Cablevision customers in the greater New York metropolitan area may have some trouble today. Negotiators for Cablevision and News Corp, the parent company of Fox, plan to try to meet to resolve a dispute over rates, but NFL games and other programming on Fox may be blacked out. Yesterday, the first game of the National League Championship Series between Philadelphia and San Francisco was a casualty of the disagreement. The Phillies lost 4-3. Giants right fielder Cody Ross, who hit a pair of homers, says it's a good start for the Giants.
It was just a big win for us tonight. Coming in here, first game against their horse and taking the first one is, it's a good feeling for us.
Over in the American League, the Texas Rangers even things with New York last night beating the Yankees 7-2. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.